It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You don't look so good.
I feel worse. I think I'll stop off and get a beer.
I thought you would. Got some in here. Cold.
Just as long as it's beer.
You know what I was thinking?
What? What's that?
Because it takes me like 3 minutes to come back to this studio and think about booze.
Yes.
It's been a long, long time since we've done an absinthe show.
That's a very long
time. A very long time.
Now let me explain to our listeners. We really made a splash with BYOB Fridays, but we made such a splash that people in the powers that be got uptight.
Yes. Noivas.
So we can't do BYOBs where we have a bunch of young women coming into the studio. That's just the rule they gave me. That's
right.
Just the fact that I live with.
Right.
I'm not going to bitch about it because that's the way it is, and there's nothing that would change that. However, I think we can still have a toddy or two among us buddies.
I don't see why. We're
professional. And with maybe certain select individuals that are employees here.
Right.
That we can do.
Absolutely.
And I think on a Choice Friday, not next week, but perhaps the week after, we get your friend on the line, that Jakob guy, and see if we can get him involved.
Actually, no need. When I was going through some stuff in my closet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have like 4 bottles at my house.
Like of the 1792
I
stuff?
I believe so. I have unopened packages from Jakob.
It's a good thing because I haven't heard from Jakob for a while.
He's so he might be locked up abroad like that guy we interviewed.
Exactly.
So I will bring those boxes in and then we shall open them and have ourselves a look.
And we have had a lot of requests for another absinthe show. It's been well over a year since
So next week, this week is the first
week of the 5th.
Got to get that under our belts.
Right.
Don't want to do that right now.
Yeah.
But how about a week from Friday?
Like a week from Friday?
Sounds
week
fine.
From Friday sound good to you, fellas?
Sure.
Sounds great.
Very, very good.
Now, here's the thing.
Is that the weekend before the inauguration, too?
It is.
Oh, that's just going to be alcohol laden.
I'll bring the sugar cube.
The weekend might be this many days.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's correct.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have never had absinthe. Still.
Oh, that's right.
All right. So
may I have beer? And to keep up with you guys?
What we'll do is we'll have Beth Ann come in and do that. You have a little spot of it. You should.
Yeah.
Rob, you're afraid of it, and you shouldn't be, because it really is, all it really is just a heavy-duty hooch.
It's very strong
booze.
It's not
like, Rob, you're funny, because you do believe in voodoo on certain respects. Do you still think that it'll make you have, like, wacky visions and all that crap?
Yeah.
No.
I know what I like, and I don't go crazy and schizo when I have that.
Yeah. No, it'll be fine.
It hasn't done that to any of us so far.
So far.
All right, so that's a week from Friday. We'll check it out. And Beth Ann McBride, duly noted, see if we can do an absinthe show, and we'll figure out the cast of characters.
None for Girl, because she's only 19.
Girl will not be able to participate. And, well, the interns don't do anything but serve on those days anyway.
That's
they're basically waiters and waitresses.
Earl
so
is 37. He can have some.
I'm glad you brought up Earl, because Earl, Girl, and also TJ, their pictures are on MikeOMaraShow.com, so make sure you check that out.
It's a great picture.
Now, that following Tuesday night, it's January 20th.
Yes.
And it's the WJFK inaugural ball. I'm thinking about dress creative black tie, and I'm thinking about what I want to do. Rob has already said he's going to do the undone tuxedo shirt with the tie.
A la Jerry Lewis. Like, maybe I'll put on some rings.
Like Jerry at the telethon. I am thinking jeans, a tuxedo jacket, a tuxedo shirt, and a vest made of some kind of fur.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes, but hard to find.
You know what's going to
be... Might have to make it custom.
You know what's going to be bad?
What's that?
My tuxedo fit me 65 pounds ago.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be swimming in
We're both wearing Rob's tuxedo.
I think there'll be room for us.
Very, very excited. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we realize that a lot of conflicts are occurring right now in the Middle East.
Yes,
Israel has invaded the Gaza Strip. And, Buzz, what's the latest on this? What do you know about this?
Well, the fighting continues. The good news is there are a lot of diplomatic efforts underway today. The U.N. Secretary General's involved. New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg has been over there. A number of people. French President Sarkozy has gotten involved in the peace process as well. And there's his wife.
Where's the countdown?
Oh, my gosh.
Who'd you say was over there?
French President Sarkozy.
Oh, I liked that. Do we have to do the bit? Can we just keep listening to that?
We keep this up, we're going to be in a cell next to Charles Barkley.
See if you can do a beat with it.
Oh. I think you can.
I think you were half a beat off.
Thank you. I better practice, so to speak. That's terrible, Rob.
That was a knucklehead thing to
Very
say.
Good. All right, so what's going on?
How's that?
Well, like I said, mainly it's diplomatic efforts. Obviously, there have been a lot of lives lost. The Red Cross needs help, but mainly people are trying to focus on the diplomacy end of things to make it stop. At this point.
He's standing by. Let's bring him in right now.
Okay.
What's the correct pronunciation?
I believe it's Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak, and he's here now. Come in, Mr. Barak. Thank you for joining us.
Ehud!
Thank you for making the trip, sir. I know you've got a lot on your plate right now.
Well, you're welcome.
Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak.
No kidding.
Good to be with you.
Now, what is your strategy, sir, in dealing
strategy
with the Palestinians?
You want to have a strategy?
I would like to know, yes.
First of all, my strategy would be, why don't you shut up that cockamamie music here?
We thought you'd enjoy it.
What strategy? You don't need a strategy. They throw rockets at you. You invade the country. That's the way it works.
You shoot back.
Don't you understand? They shoot rockets, you shoot back, and maybe they get a smaller gun, we get a bigger gun.
They take out one of yours.
There's nothing else to think about. That's the way it's supposed to work.
But is that defense or is that mounting an offense?
That's an offense. Sometimes the best defense is a great offense.
You and know vice what I mean? Versa.
First, you have to make sure that they know who's boss. And if they're going to take the time to shoot the rockets, what are we supposed to do? Sit there and just sit on our hands?
No, no.
That what we're supposed to do for the cockamamie rockets? Landing at willy-nilly?
Can I get you something like a bagel?
Like a bagel with cream cheese. That would be very nice.
Our guest
maybe some lox.
Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak.
Boom, boom, go the rockets. We send the 40,000 troops over there. We, you know, no fuss. We make up the whole thing.
No disrespect.
What do you think we should do? You think we should just sit there and take it like a bunch of cockamamie girls? Little girls?
No disrespect. I expected more technical terms than boom, boom.
Well, boom, boom is what happens. I beg to differ with you, Buzz.
Yes,
you would feel very different if you had the boom, boom going on in your backyard every day.
I'm sure I would.
You know, this is a very big conflict that's been going on for years.
It's a terrible thing.
You know, the Palestinians, I can't surrender. It's in my wife's name.
So you really don't have any control.
No control of it all.
Do you have any experience with the boom, boom back when your years of chasing the ant? Because I remember for years.
You're talking about the end of the old book.
Yes,
that's how you got to be.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
you're
I
a crazy man. You got some bad notions.
No.
Yeah, you're very sick and you're very disturbed and you ought to be put away.
Because I remember clearly you were dressed all in blue and you would chase the ant and your snout. Is that what you call an aardvark's nose?
This is a conflict.
Closed in a door.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Please do.
This is a conflict that's been going on for decades.
Sure.
You got them on
how
one
long?
Side? Decades.
Decades.
You got decades of conflict.
Tens and tens of
this
years.
This is decades of conflict. You got them on one side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got us on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
you
right.
Got two people that can't get along. Then all of a sudden, everything was going along swimmingly. However, they decided to get these big firecrackers and and shoot them into the boom zone.
Have you defined the boom zone?
The boom zone is the place where the rocket shouldn't explode. It's
like
a pretty simple thing. It's a simple concept.
It's that simple. It's been going on for decades, and yet it's just as simple as the two of you shooting at each other.
They shot at us first.
Yes, that's
and
what
And if they shoot at us first, you know it results as soon as they fire one of their rockets.
What's
got schmutz on my gonzel.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I get schmutz on my gonzel. This is a very frustrating thing. This is a conflict between peoples that doesn't need to happen. You know, we be going and living in peace and harmony if they don't shoot the rockets first. Then we got to go in and we got to say, hey, where are you hiding in your caves? And then we got to shoot the rockets back at you.
As Israel's defense minister, sir,
what's the best?
No, I don't think that's called for.
Well, I do think it's called for. If you get the rockets shot at you, perhaps you can do the nice talk, Mr. Newsman with the curly hair, with the Midwest, with your white bread and your lawnmowers.
Have you ever been to Kansas?
I've been to Kansas. I've been all over the United States.
Do you like
I'm an
it?
Educated man.
Educated
I'm an educated
what?
I
sure
said
you
I'm
are.
An educated
He's
man.
He's an educated man.
I am an educated man. You don't understand. These conflicts are very frustrating.
Yes,
and when I get the cockamamie, you know, Mr. Christian over here talking about the goy and you know how you shoot this, right?
No,
you
sir.
Do that. Well, you defend yourself. You defend yourself to the very last. I will tell you right though. You would defend yourself to the very last if they were firing rockets at you.
Respectfully.
You understand what I'm saying?
Respect. I do understand, sir. And respectfully.
Hey, Ed, where's the aardvark? There we go.
What's the best
at
way?
At midnight, we'll shoot a vessel full of chicken soup.
Now, what good is that going to possibly
A vessel full of chicken soup.
Is it hot?
Oh, you taste that chicken soup.
Is it hot?
That'd make of course it's hot. That's the best way to serve it.
And so, but
how do you serve it? Well, let me tell you something. You eat chicken soup cold?
Of course, no.
What kind of a cockamamie idiot are you? You're saying you shoot the chicken soup? What's the point of shooting the vessel full of chicken soup if it's going to be cold?
How are you going to be able to shoot soup over there and keep it hot?
I am the Minister of Defense. I'm not the guy that makes the bombs.
Is it nuclear soup?
It's not nuclear soup. It's good, delicious, homemade chicken soup that'll make everybody go peacey by.
So that's the answer to peace, then, is chicken soup.
I think chicken soup is one for the soul.
I'm glad to hear.
That's a ziggy. Ant. Hey, Ant, don't you like that chicken soup?
I remember you chasing that ant.
I sound Russian. Why did you bite me? Why did you bite my ass? You text us? Hey, text us. Look, here's my ass. Take a nice big bite. Okay? You sound Russian. Ha ha. I'm sick of you, caller. I'm going to... You send one more text like that, I swear to God, you dirty Nazi bastard. I will block you. I will block your ass.
You're very confrontational. It's
you
no
will not
wonder
be on the show.
You're defense minister.
I am a defense minister because it's necessary. Here's where it works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is quite simply where it works.
How does it work?
They send the bomb over or a rocket and it explodes. And then what are we supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to just say, oh, makey nice, no problem. I think we do is you retaliate. And then you retaliate so they won't do it again. But the schmaltz in the soup will gloss in their flotsam.
But it's I'm sorry, what?
The schmaltz in the soup will glossom their flesh.
So that's the plan?
I can't argue
I don't even
with
know
that.
What I'm talking about.
Now, I do have another question.
I know that the people of the Gaza Strip have to learn that they can't...
Have to what?
They have to learn that they can't behave badly like that. We'd like to live in peace and harmony.
Okay.
But it's very frustrating.
But if everybody keeps shooting at everybody, you'll never have that.
It's a pain in the ass.
That's why I like your chicken soup
they
plan.
They wake me up. They go, Erhut, what are you doing? I said, what the... Hey, you're waking me up. No, the only time I like to get up is make myself a nice chicken salad sandwich. That's what I like to do in the middle of the night, deal with rockets and boom, boom, and all this going
on. With all the rockets and all the boom, boom, and
this,
you know what it is? It's unrest, isn't it?
It's total unrest.
Are the delis open?
You know what's also unrest? Is I got this problem.
What problem?
I wake up 4:30 in the morning, I got to pee.
Yes.
That's unrest.
That is
unrest. That's the beauty and the princess and the pee.
Now, can you possibly get some good deli with all this
unrest
going
on? Okay, you're telling me I sound like the squid guy from Futurama. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read through the text phones and kick your ass, Texas.
You know what the text people love? They love to offer similes and metaphors.
Mm-hmm. The similes and metaphors. You can use your fancy big words.
Right.
If you want to use your words about this, what I think you have to focus on is conflict.
What?
Conflict.
I understand.
I got to be real careful here.
I understand.
Hey, Katie, ease up on your fingers there.
You have plenty of conflict.
There's lots of conflict, but the fact is, when people don't get along, it doesn't make for a peaceful situation.
No, and
the best way is to say, if you don't like me and I don't like you, then I'm going to hit you harder. And if I hit you harder, first of all, you're not going to hit me back.
But it's an endless cycle.
Endless cycle. I got an endless cycle right now. You want to wake up with me sometime? I ride a cycle.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
That might end the cycle if you had some sort of secret weapon.
A secret weapon? I do. As a matter of fact, I've got gefilte fish grenades. Gefilte fish grenades.
Now, what's that going to do?
They're perfectly peaceful. It's just like the soup that we send over the veggie soup vessel when we shoot them. What it does is it explodes into a lot of cans that they open up, then they heat the soup. They feel all warm in the tummy. Mm-hmm. And when you've got this chicken soup, by God, you're going to enjoy life.
Do you remember
you're
going to
feel like not shooting those fakaka mami rockets. You'll feel like enjoying some gefilte fish and some chicken soup.
Do you remember what the schmaltz in the soup did?
The schmaltz in the soup will gloss in their flotsam. Very frustrating when you're dealing with this every day, or my name is not Erhut Barak.
That, by the way, is a lovely suit you're wearing. Where do you get your clothes?
Oh, I have a special tailor, Cy Sims.
Is that off the rack?
Yes, no, it was marked down after 30 days. I got it final. Final $675.
That's very handsome.
You look great.
I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Peace and harmony. Shalom and all that good
stuff.
Very
nice to meet
this
you.
This conflict be done in about 48 hours.
How long?
I hope so.
48 hours.
Sooner if you can.
Yeah, you got a problem with that? Don't get your American president with his beautiful wife and his little kids going up to the special school there.
Right.
Don't worry
about
that. Sidwell Friends.
Do you have relatives there?
I got Sidwell. I got relatives everywhere. That's a nasty comment, you Nazi bastard. Hey, listen. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself, okay?
Thank you, Minister.
I'm taking the trip. Let me open that door again. There we go. Thanks for tightening it up.
Out he goes. Israeli Defense Minister Erhut Barak, ladies and gentlemen.
Is.
What a pleasure it was having him on the show.
A great statesman.
So lucky he dropped by.
sounds like the guy from Futurama. I got your Futurama, you know, right here.
I think that's a compliment.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will open up a very large audio vault.
Thank God, it's brimming.
Rob has been working overtime during the break, and I'm not sure whether I want to go with Lawrence Welk, totally dissected, or dive right into the Dick Clark New Year's Eve. I think we got to go with timely, though, Rob.
I think so, too. And there's nothing more timely than the Lawrence Welk show.
Yeah, we'll listen to a little Dick when we come back right after these messages.
It's the Michael Mara Show.